In the Sikha, the Rebbe explains Rav Shimon's opinions that if somebody is outside of the Tchum 15 Amo, he can still go in even on Shabbos. Yitiru lecho mishulcho. And on Seif Beis, the explanation for that is because being outside of that part of the Tchum, this 15 Amo, it will involve, in one end, a challenge for Oinek Shabbos, for the mitzvah of Oinek Shabbos. So Rav Shimon holds, and this is his general opinion, that the Ribuy HaKamus, the length of time, which is going to be outside of the city and not abling to be Me'aniges HaShabbos, overrates that prohibition of entering in those 15 Amo Chutz L'Tchum, which even quality-wise, it is a bigger Yisur, but Rav Shimon holds that Kamus quantity overrates the minimal Eichus, even of quality. So in Seif Beis, the Rebbe explains it, that according to the Halacha, in the beginning of Simen Shin Tzadikei, there is a mitzvah, Lachzor, Ben Achar Eru V'chatzeroiz, Ben Achar Shitufei Movois. A person should look to create an Eruv between different different courtyards, so you should be able to carry from one courtyard to from one house to the other in the same courtyard, same thing, combining different courtyards, so they should be able to join. And as he brings from the Prisha, the reason is it's for the benefit of the person to be able to be providing himself with food or to walk around. There's a mitzvah. What is the mitzvah? The mitzvah is v'korosu l'Shabbos oineg. The mitzvah is to indulge the Shabbos. So here too, because of the mitzvah of oineg Shabbos, there is a mitzvah l'imotzei to be inside the tchum of Shabbos. By being inside the tchum of the city, he can walk around and bring over food in the entire area of the city, plus the 2,000 tamo, which is the tchum Shabbos. And he says, "Ki b'shvisosei michutz letchumo, being outside of the tchum and staying there the whole Shabbos, are you mugbul me'oid binyanim elu, is very limited, v'zehu heipech the oinek Shabbos." And this is the opposite of oinek Shabbos. For that, he explains in Orah 14. A person who is outside of the city is much more limited than the person who is in the city and he doesn't provide an eruv. Because here is outside of the city, and being outside of the city, this is not a state of oineg, of indulging or delighting, being delighted on Shabbos. So if by far eruv chatzeros that you in the city, says the Shulchan Aruch, there is a mitzvah to create an eruv, much more so being outside of the city, a person has to look to be able to perform a situation that you should be able to be me'aniges Shabbos, and not abling to do it, the limitations that he is surrounded with is much more difficult and much more challenging than being in the city not having the Eruv Chatzeres. And he continues to Re'ei B'Shulchan Aruch Admor HaZoken, Simen Resh Memtes Sof Seif Beis. And here the Alter Rebbe says, Shekeshein loy b'mokim ishuv batuach, ein loy oinek Shabbos klal. Simen Resh Memtes is a halacha which talks about traveling on Erev Shabbos. That the halacha says that from the beginning of Friday, it is forbidden for a person who is traveling to walk more than three parsois. Three parsois, this is usually every parsoi is about 2.5 miles. So he shouldn't, from the beginning of the day, he should not walk more than that. And the idea is to come to a place properly before Shabbos, and to be able to prepare himself all his needs for Shabbos. And in that siman, in Sof Se'iv Beis, the Alter Rebbe says that if that person is not in a safe community, Eino b'mokim yishuv, mokim she'eino yishuv batuach, not a safe community, then mutar lo leilech mishom afilu kama parsois. Then he can continue walking many parsois, more than the three, atri yagia lemokim yishuv batuach, until he reaches a safe community. Why? So the reason is shekeshe'eino b'mokim yishuv batuach, ein lo oinek shabbos klal. For if he's not settled in a safe community, he will certainly not experience the oinek shabbos, the shabbos pleasure at all. So from this halacha is also here what the Rebbe is metzayin, and he writes re'ein in this halacha in Shulchan Aruch, which teaches you the importance of oinek shabbos, and make sure that you're in a safe place where you can enjoy this mitzvah of oinek shabbos. And he continued inside, and he said, "Val pize yeshloima, deze sheichshich chutz letchum." A person who stayed overnight, he came just before Shabbos set, before Friday, before sunset on Friday. He was chutz letchum. Mutalol of gaminya shel chiyuv. The ikonis letoichayir. There's an obligation to enter the city. Kedei shelo yumshach isur hashbasa so'oineg b'meshach kol amisleis the Shabbos. So he shouldn't continue that isur of hashbasa so'oineg. The isur that he is actually canceling the mitzvah of oineg Shabbos, not abling to do it throughout the 24 hours of Shabbos. So, in other words, there is the mitzvah of Oinek Shabbos, and the mitzvah of Oinek Shabbos, by being outside of the city, is very limited. But not only there is you lacking the mitzvah of Oinek Shabbos, you are actually violating a prohibition by canceling, that's what he calls Isur Ashvasas Oinek. You are canceling the Oinek. You are holding back from the ability to have the pleasure of Shabbos, and this Isur cannot be continued for 24 hours of Shabbos, and therefore, Ikonis, you go in. So regarding this word, that it's a chiyuv, an obligation to go into the city, so the Rebbe writes in Order 15, Aval eino chiyuv gomer. We can't call it a complete obligation. You are really obligated to enter Eloshe mitzvah. It's only a mitzvah kemoi beiruv v'chatzeros, just like beiruv chatzeros, which the Loshen in Shulchan Aruch is mitzvah lachzor achar eiruv v'chatzeros, as mentioned before. Urei Shulchan Aruch admar azok in Shom sheimu b'mokem she'eno yishuv batuach. The halacha that we mentioned earlier, that if you're not in a safe community, the Alter Rebbe says mutaloi Leilech Misham, then Mutar means he's permitted to continue traveling until he reaches a safe place. So the Loshu Mutar means he's permitted to do it, but the Loi Niskar Shechayev doesn't say that he's obligated to do it, or he should Tzorich Leilech, that he needs to go. It's only he's allowed to do it. Why? Because after all, there is no Chiyuv Gomer. There's no complete obligation to make sure that you do not continue with that which doesn't allow you to be fulfilling the mitzvah of Oinek Shabbos. The issue of being outside of the city is an issue of Ashvasas Oinek. You are not allowing yourself to be able to have Oinek Shabbos, to have Shabbos pleasure at all. And that Isur, or that obligation to prevent yourself from that Isur, is not a complete obligation, it's only a mitzvah. And therefore, is explaining in this order that when he says inside the word chiyuv, it doesn't mean in the literal sense obligation, it means more you should do it because it's a mitzvah to do it. And therefore, he finishes the order by saying, Velochein, and therefore, since it's not a true obligation, a complete obligation, to ensure that you are not canceling the oineg of Shabbos. Therefore, Take, in this whole discussion, we're not going to see that when there is a real prohibition of Tchumin, that this responsibility will tell you to override that prohibition. We don't say it. Elo, only where do we say that you should act on that? Is only Eiche in a case which, as the Mishnah calls it, the Mishulcha Nos Nuloch, this type of the area of this 15 limited Amos, which is really yours, and therefore they gave it to you to travel into it, to walk into it. If in the Shulei Agilyani continues, now that you said that there is no real obligation and it does not override the prohibition of Tchumin, but if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, it says clearly that it does override the prohibition of traveling three parsois. Simon Resh Mem Teh starts with this halacha that you shouldn't travel more than three parsois on Friday. And nevertheless, the Alter Rebbe says that for being in a safe community and not being in a place where you're not going to have oinek Shabbos, you're allowed to do it. So it does overrate a isur. The Rebbe explains in the Shulei Agilyon, ve'ein stira lezeh m'shulchan aruch ad merazok en shom shedoichin o isur de iluch gimel parsois be'erev Shabbos mishum oinek Shabbos. That you see clearly that you are overrating this prohibition of walking three parsois, and the reason you do it is mishum oinek Shabbos. So you see that the mitzvah of oinek Shabbos is overrating a isur. That's not a question. Why? Sharei shom gamo isur de iluch mishum oinek Shabbos. The old prohibition of going more than three parsois of Erev Shabbos is because of the mitzvah of Oinek Shabbos. You should be able to prepare the needs for Shabbos. The im ain't be mokem mishu batuach, if he's not in a secure, in a safe community, yari ain loy Oinek Shabbos, and he's not going to have Oinek Shabbos. So therefore, im kein ho iluch benido in zed, the traveling in that manner, it does not negate oinek. It doesn't contradict oinek that you travel that rabbi. Adarab, dafke al yedei zeh iyaloi oinek. By traveling, that's how you're going to be able to accomplish oinek Shabbos. So in other words, the fact that the Alter Rebbe says that you're allowed to travel Erev Shabbos, this three parsois, even though it's Asur, is only because the prohibition, milekatchila, the initial prohibition of traveling is to make sure that you are able to be ma'anikas or Shabbos, that you have your Shabbos needs. In this case, you are traveling in order to be able to be ma'anikas or Shabbos. So therefore, the heter is clear and it doesn't contradict the isur. But in any other isurim, or like we're discussing over here, isur tchumin, that mitzvah, that obligation to entering the city, in order to ensure that you don't, over ashbasas oineg, the canceling of the oineg of Shabbos, that really would not go. And it continues, and later in the Emshech HaSeif, and he says that Rav Shimon's reason why he enters the city, it's not just allowance ikonis, but the lashon ikonis means like a tzivu, you should tzorich leikonis veloy rach reshus. It's in order ubichdei shelo yamshich beisurei. And the Rebbe says inside in the Emshech HaSeif Beis, ba'af yadei sheikonis yaver al isu yetziyeh chutz letchum. It's going to violate that prohibition of entering chutz letchum. Boifen the kumvasei, actively entering into the, violating the entering to atchum, which is chomur yoiser, which is more strict mi isur ashbosas oinek Shabbos, by just not abling to be ma'aniges haShabbos by staying b'mokem shvisosoi, and this is b'shev altase. It's simply not doing anything. Nevertheless, Rav Shimon holds that you should go in, and this is based on the principle that Rav Shimon holds that the amount of time being outside of the tchum, the length of time, is worse than that entering that moment of entering into the city. And this is the svara of the sicha. We want to talk about the yo'ora, about oinek Shabbos. So the fact that he says inside that prohibition is more chomur, more strict from that isur of hashbosas oinek Shabbos. So in Oren 19, the Rebbe explains it further. And he says as follows. Even if we would say that it's not a worse or a stricter prohibition. In other words, inside he said that it's more strict to enter into the tchum than not to have oinek Shabbos. In the order, the Rebbe says, even if the isur, afilu im lo yo yo isur di yetzia chutz letchum isur chomo yoyser, even if it wouldn't be more strict than the mitzvah of oineg, or than the obligation to make sure that you don't cancel oineg, still, we wouldn't allow entering the city, we would not allow doing a prohibition just because of oineg. Why? So he quotes the words of the Alter Rebbe, which is written in the Kuntas Achen, to Simen Shin Aleph. The Alter Rebbe in Kuntas Achen deal discusses a halacha which is brought down in Poskim, the Magen Avraham, and others, and the Alter Rebbe strongly disagrees with the Magen Avraham and questions him regarding this concept of Heterim based on the principle of Oinek Shabbos. Dirin Shulchan Aruch talks about doing all kinds of things, jumping, running, because this is my Shabbos pleasure. And it says that running is allowed. The question is, what is he running for? What kind of running is it? Different opinions. Some say that he's running because the pleasure is from the running itself. He's going to see something pleasurable. Somehow in the Magen Avraham, it seems, the way you read it, that you're even allowed to run to go see something which usually you wouldn't be able to see, or maybe wouldn't be allowed to see, but this is your Tainu, this is your Oinek Shabbos. And the Alter Rebbe writes very clearly that this cannot be the case. If it's forbidden during the week, it's obviously forbidden of Shabbos. But either way, we wouldn't allow any of these things to do on Shabbos. What is it that we are allowing for Shabbos? As the Alter Rebbe, quotes his Lashon, right here in the order, Shelo yitiru mishum oineg, elo dvorim sheisurum hu mishum derech choil. There are things which their original prohibition is because it's a weekday activity. The Alter Rebbe brings the example. For example, speaking on Shabbos should not be the way you speak during the week. Walking on Shabbos should not be the way you walk during the week. So this is called derech choil. If that's the source, if that's the core reason for that prohibitions, therefore, kishem is aneg bohem, if the pleasure comes by speaking and walking, yesh kan inyan oinek Shabbos veloy derech choil, that it's considered oinek Shabbos. And therefore, it is permissible because of oinek Shabbos. Avol shar kol ha'yisurim ayoitzim shar kol ha'yisurim, all other prohibitions, and the Alter Rebbe brings there the yisurim which comes out from the pasuk im toshiv mishabbos raglecho. This is essential yisurim, like engaging in business on Shabbos, and shtorei edyotos, and so on. Afilu agzeros, shegozru chachomim mishvelom lesiag, even the decrees that the chachomim made as a protection. For example, they said that you cannot write, you shouldn't read that which is written under a picture, And this is because you might end up drafting a simple document. So these types of prohibitions, even though it's Rabbonon and it's Gzeres Vesiag, just the protection, Pshita de lo yidachinen lehu mishum mitzvas oinek, we wouldn't for sure not overrate its mitzvahs just because they have a mitzvah of oinek. Shei mitzvah bo ba'avera. In such a case, oinek would be a mitzvah bo ba'avera. So clearly, we see from this Alter Rebbe that oinek would not permit any isurim. So it doesn't have to be a strict isur. Even if tchum would be not such a strict isur, the mitzvah of oinek Shabbos would not be able to overrate it. This is Kuntras Achim, the Shulchan Aruch Admir Azok and Simesh Nasif Kotten Beis. The Rebbe adds v'rei simen reish mem beis seif tes bekuntas achon seif kotten ei. In that simen, in reish mem beis seif tes, the Alter Rebbe writes about that a person is allowed to borrow money deribis derabonon, not the Eiraisa, Ribis de Rabbonon, the Tzorech Seudas Shabbos v'Yomtev, the need of Shabbos and Yomtev. And in the Kuntrasachen, he goes on and explains, and he brings Rayas, that as long as Ribis de Rabbonon, for example, the seller tells the buyer, since you don't pay me now, I'm going to charge you more, and you're going to pay me later. So it's called making it bederech mechira. In a way of sell, he adds to the charge. That's called ribis de rabbonon. The Alter Rebbe is matiret for the mitzvah of oinek Shabbos, of Suda Shabbos. And there in Kuntasachon Seif Kotten A, he explains that dafke only the rabbonon, but chas v'sholem not going to be matir. Other Surim and explains it by Arichas. So clearly, Oinek does not overrate his Surim. And then he continues, Vegam le das ha-mogen Avrom, Shom, Simen, Shin Aleph, Seif Kotten Dalet. That Mogen Avrom that we mentioned earlier, that the Alter Rebbe in Kuntasachin questions him, but he says that when it says in Shulchan Aruch that you're allowed to run to see, you're even allowed to see pictures and images because of Oinek Shabbos. So that Mogen Avrom, Korev Yoyse Loimar, Kedemuchar Bekuntras Achen Shom. The way that Mogen Avrom is explained is the way that the Rebbe says in Kuntras Achen, Shedachinen Raka Yisurin Sheloimdi Miakosu Vimtoshi Vegoima Mimtsoi Chefzachal. That there is these prohibitions, which is explained here, that we learn from the pasuk im toshim shabbos raglecho, im tzei cheftzocho v'daber dovor. So this is what oinek Shabbos is doiche. So this is really less isurim than isur tchumin. So only this isurim will oinek Shabbos be doiche, which is the kula of the Mogen Avrom, but the way the Alter Rebbe holds, even Dos Isurim will Oinek Shabbos not be doiche, so definitely it wouldn't be doiche, it wouldn't postpone the Isur of Yitzir Chutz Letchum. So Rebbe continues, Avol, Boitzer HaGoinim, Tshuvas, Shabbos, Kufnanu Alev Bey, Simet of Samach Dalet, Uva Bagoaz Da, Sholem Erachayim, Simet Rei Samavo, Bekuntasach, and Sif Kotten Zayin, Kosav, the Tshuva of the Goinim, which writes as follows, Yisrael Shubederech, a Jew is traveling, Upoga by Shabbos, Shabbos arrives, Umesiore benafshim in listim, is afraid of robbers. He continues, Ve'im oyoloi be'eimo lirkoivu leo, if you have an animal that you can travel, Rechive yofe mirigle b'Shabbos. Better travel on the be'eimo than walking on your feet, Sherechivo min mine oineg. Riding is an expression of oineg, of pleasure of Shabbos. Verigle min mine inuyu. Walking is inui. Now, so he's allowing, because he's using the concept of oineg Shabbos by traveling, to escape and to run away from that place where he's afraid of the robbers. V'ari rechive b'Shabbos shvus gomru. Traveling on Shabbos is a isod rabbanon, which is being explained in the Gemara in Beitz, and the Alter Rebbe in Reish Simen Shin Lamed Tes writes clearly that rabbanon aser traveling on an animal on Shabbos because you might cut off a branch. But nevertheless, that oitzer agyoinim is in the opinion that when you are running, the factor of oinek Shabbos tells you better enjoy and run on a behema. So the Oinek Shabbos somehow overrates the Isur of riding on an animal on Shabbos. And that the Rebbe says, Avazeu sheloi kedas haposkim. This does not follow the opinion of the poskim. It's only the opinion of this Oitzer HaGoinim, Ayin Shom Magen Avram, U'Beshulchan Aruch Admer Azoken Simen Rei Samachvov Seif Zayin, and also the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch in Simen Rei Samachvov, when he talks clearly about traveling, even a particular case like this, a person has to run because of sakana, and by riding on a donkey, the Alter Rebbe discusses deer, it is going to avoid the issue of tchumin, and by going on your feet, you might violate the issue of tchumin. The Alter Rebbe says that you should better. Nevertheless, walk with your feet. Yelech beraglov. So the halacha is not following this oitzer hageoinim. But from this oitzer hageoinim, we see that there is such an opinion that oinek Shabbos would overrate an isur. So the Rebbe continues that even the oitzer hageoinim would probably not go with such a approach that oinek Shabbos will allow you to violate an issue de Rabbanon, but rather there must be another reason, because he speaks about a case which is afraid of robbers. And therefore, this goes into another discussion, Pekuach Nefesh. The Rebbe explains, Ve'ula Yishloimer, the Kivin de Shom Meire bePekuach Nefesh, it's a case of danger, Yishloimer, the Svir Alei B'Tshuva Shom, the dead Tshuva Sagoinim holds, Shabbos, Hutro eitzel pikuach nefesh. The Shabbos is hutro. In his quoting the Deus in Tshuva Tzemach Tzedek Rechaim Simen Lamed Ches, Tzemach Tzedek Dir discusses the different opinions in the famous Machlekes, if Shabbos is hutro, if when it comes to a choylet or a person who is sick, or in a case of sakana, if Shabbos was completely released in a way that you do whatever you want and how you want in order to protect yourself from the danger, or it's only tchuyo, it's only postponed it for this particular situation, and therefore you are trying to be as careful as you can with what you do. The Alter Rebbe's opinion is that Shabbos is tchuyo, it's a pikuach nefesh. But this Tshuva Sagoini might hold the Shabbos is hutro. And therefore, if it's hutro, meaning that when it comes to a case of danger, it's almost to say that the mitzvah of Shabbos doesn't exist. We want you to take care on your life. So therefore, if you can do whatever it takes, it's hutro. So you don't have to look for the easy way out, and this is to walk. Fakert, you can even travel. Even more so, umi'idoch yise, imis aneig, if you will enjoy yourself with the traveling, kiem bezem mitzvahs oinek Shabbos gam bepikuach nefesh. Here will come out an interesting chidush. In one end, pikuach nefesh tells you that you do whatever it takes, and Shabbos doesn't limit you in any way because hutra. But still, there's a mitzvah of oinek Shabbos. And that mitzvah you will accomplish in the case of pikuach nefesh by the traveling of on the animal. And this is what the tshuva of oitzer hageoinim will be in the opinion. But obviously, the way we pask in the Shabbos tchuyo etzel pikuach nefesh, like the Alter Rebbe says. So either way, we are not even going to use this as a reason to fulfill the mitzvah of Oinek Shabbos, and in a case of danger, to look, how can I get Oinek, and looking to ride on an animal. Because, as we said before, the Alter Rebbe's opinion, this is the approach of the halacha, is that Oinek Shabbos does not matir any surim, does not allow you any prohibition, does not permit you any prohibitions. To continue with that Oinek Shabbos aspect, so there is one more order, and this is in order 22. The Rebbe explains inside the Sicha that Rav Shimon is in the opinion when there is two at the same status of Isur, the Reise or the Rabbonon, so we say that Kamus Machria Echus, and therefore you would enter the tchum and not stay outside of the city for a longer time. Especially in a case where the bolt is surim of in the same status, like either bolt a biblical, bolt a derabbanon, but when it's one isur is the raisa, one of the rabbanon, like the tying of the knot to the kinor, then since the tying is there is the tying which can be done in a tailor prohibited way, and the tying which can be done in a rabbinic prohibited way. So it's two separate type of isurim, which we don't say that rule that kamus machria es ha'echus, but we will rather be careful not to avoid a deiraisa. Talking in our case of entering from outside the tchum, so seemingly we are talking about a derabbanon against a derabbanon of Oinek Shabbos. And therefore, we can use that logic of Ribu Yakamus Machria Esaechus. So here the Rebbe in Ora 22 goes and says, and explains, even regarding those opinions which hold that Oinek Shabbos is the Deiraisa, how would that fit with the entering the Tchum, which is only a Derabbanon? How would we use the logic of Kamus Machria Esaechus? Seemingly there are two different categories. So let's see Ora 22. Rebbe says, even if you would say she'oinek Shabbos minater, that oinek Shabbos minater, re'ei adeus b'zeh, b'shulchan aruch ad merazokin, reish simen mem beis, in the beginning of simen mem beis, the Alter Rebbe does bring the opinions which hold that there is oinek Shabbos is actually midei reise, lekachoi, uleangoi, beachile veshtia, is because of a Shabbos oinek, is actually a concept which is midei reise. Vetchumin midei rabbonon. And tchumin is only midei rabbonon, reila alon siivov, and still later in siivov, the Rebbe brings the different opinions about tchumin, and he quotes this opinion too. Ubifrat shekan eino yisur gomor shel tchumin. In our discussion of the sicha, we're talking about a case, this 15 amo is not a real isur of tchumin, sharei mishaloch nosnu loch. So if we have a mitzvah saying Shabbos min ha-teira, and tchumin is only mid rabbanon or less, in that case, it would come out that we're talking about two different types of isurim. And inside the Sicha, the Rebbe explained that in two different types of Isurim, which one is more strict than the other, we don't use the rule of Ribu Yakamus Machria Esaechus, that the greater quantity will overrate the quality. So how would you explain it? If Oinek Shabbos has been a Teda, Tchum Mide Rabbonon, the Rebbe explains, Ari Lechura, Mitzvah, Oinek Shabbos Ben Atera, Urak Beachile Veshtia. Even those opinions which hold in Reish Mem Beis that there is a biblical commandment of Oinek Shabbos, it's not every type of Oinek Shabbos. It's only applying to that Oinek Shabbos of eating and drinking. He says, Reishu Chanol Chadmor Azok in Shom, Misafro Emor, Sifli Bamidbor, Umikra Kodesh Pirshu Chachamim. Chachamim explain what is Mikra Kodesh, and they say Ule Angoy Be'oineg Achila V'shtia. Clearly that the Oineg is Dafke necessarily in the mitzvah of Achila V'shtia. So those who hold it Oineg Shabbos B'Deiraisa, not everybody holds it, but those who hold it B'Deiraisa, it's only when it comes to Achila V'shtia. Rei gam bekuntres achren, sif kot nalef. During the kuntres achren, the Alter Rebbe says right away that Shabbos is called Bikroi Kodesh, and Yom Tov is also called Kodesh, and Yom Tov there is a mitzvah la'angoy b'achila v'shtia, Shabbos, which is called Kodesh, and even more strict than Yom Tov, for sure there's a mitzvah la'angoy b'achila v'shtia, quotes the Rashi in Chumash, and Zochay Siyom Shabbos Lekachoy, that Rashi, Zochay Siyom Shabbos Lekachoy, brings in Chumash the Gemara. In Chumash, he brings the Gemara of Shammai that he used to buy nice food all week, like over Shabbos. And this is for Drashi in Chumash, Taiches means Zocher, which means that to honor Shabbos with nice food is Deiraisa. Because the word Kodesh means to sanctify it b'machol v'shtia, with food. As he continues there in Kuntres Achen, in other sources, it comes out that even those opinions which says Oineg Shabbos is the Reise, they only referring it to the Oineg of Achila V'shtia. Rei gam kein simen reish peches yiv gimel. In simen reish peches yiv gimel, it says also, shamis'ane tainis cholam, av she tainu guloi, so he's fasting on Shabbos, and it's a tainuk for him, so he's not seemingly fulfilling Oinek Shabbos by fasting, says the Halacha bitel iker Oinek Shabbos. The main understanding and the simple understanding of Oinek Shabbos is cancelled by fasting. Why? Because the main Oinek Shabbos means actually food. And therefore, there is no question from the fact that Oinek Shabbos has been a tera, and here Rich Shechutz Letchubit with the Rabbanon, because here, as the Rebbe explains, it's very possible to be talking about a person who does have food. Umasnissen de mishiichshich poshut shemayra filu beyeshloim malechol. He has what to eat. Sheoz einoy mevat loineg de reise. He's not canceling the biblical obligation of oineg. And nevertheless, the Mishnah says he should go in. So this is because there is the other ideas of oineg, the other concepts of be able to have the ability to walk around and to maybe even get more food from friends, etc., which is the mitzvah to enter into the city and not be limited, as the Rebbe mentioned earlier. But we are not talking about Oinek Shabbos Deiraisa, and therefore we can apply this principle again of Ribu Yakamus Machriya Esaechus, because we're talking about the same status, the same essence of the mitzvah, both are midrabbanan. Urei le'il, order 15, she'enu chiyuv gomul, ve'lochein lo'idochi isu gomul shel tchumin. Why is it not a chiyuv gomul? Because we're not talking about perhaps going to get food. We're talking about the mitzvah to be in a state of oineg, a state of mind of oineg, the freedom of oineg. And that is, according to no opinion, a deraisa. And here he adds, in the order, in the Shule Agilyon, he adds a further explanation in what we brought before, the Alter Rebbe, in regarding to Tchumin. It says like this, Yesh Loimar, Al Pianal, I'm sorry, Pshat in the Alter Rebbe, which we brought from the Kuntres Achren in Simen Shin Aleph. That we said before, the Alter Rebbe says the words Shelo Yitiru Isu Derabbonon Bishvil Oinek Shabbos. That no Isu Derabbonon was mutter for Oinek Shabbos. Velechuure Zeu Gamim Oinek Shabbos Deirais. If you look at the simple words of the Alter Rebbe, that no isu b'derabbanon was permitted for Oinek Shabbos, It could be any Oinek Shabbos. And even Oinek Shabbos de Raisa. So why was the Alter Rebbe, why would the Alter Rebbe say these words, Shalai Tiru, Isa the Rabbah Mifl Oinek Shabbos? How can it be that we are not matir for any Oinek Shabbos? And why wouldn't be matir Raisa the Rabbanon, especially if there are opinions which hold that Oinek Shabbos is the Raisa? But Rebbe wants to understand Pshat in the Alter Rebbe himself. In that Kuntrasachen, what is taka the reason that no Isa the Rabbanon is going to be, are we going to be matir for Oinek Shabbos? So he explains it in a few ways. Number one, he says, Kimay Rishon be'oineg alef she'eino yachila u'mimele eino minatele. That Oinek Shabbos, which the Alter Rebbe speaks there, he doesn't talk about the Oinek Shabbos of eating. And since it's not about the Oinek Shabbos of eating, that's not the Chiyuv Oinek Shabbos midoy raise. As we said before, from Simon Reish Membeis, only the opinion which holds that Oinek is the Raisa is only the Oinek of Achille Vishtia. And here in the Kutas Achen, it doesn't talk about Achille, and therefore it's not Minatoida, Beloidochi Oinek de Rabbonon, Isu de Rabbonon. And therefore, now Oinek de Rabbonon, if it's not food, it's other types of Oinek. In Shulchan Aruch, there's all types of Oinek. Sleeping late into Shabbos morning is Oinek. Not to think about your work on Shabbos is oineg. So there is all types of oineg Shabboses. So oineg Shabbos, which is only with the Rabbanon, is not doiche iso de Rabbanon. The Alter Rebbe here in Shulchan Aruch, in the Kuntas Achen, talks about ad Rabbanon dike oineg. And therefore he says, lo yitiru iso de Rabbanon bishul oineg Shabbos, talking not about the oineg from food and drinking. Beis, a second explanation is, and it says, Shalaitiru Isu Meda Rabbonon, Mishvel Oinek Shabbos, it means, She'enoi Chiyuv Gomor. We're talking about the Oinek Shabbos, which is not completely obligated, Elochein Loidochi Isu Gomor de Rabbonon. So that type of Oinek Shabbos, which is not a complete obligation, that's what the Alter Rebbe means, is not going to overrate that which is a complete obligation with the Rabbana. Then the Rebbe comes with a third explanation. Ve'im noimar. And even if you would say, Shadmoira zoken koi gamal oineg achila. He does consider oineg achila. Ve'gam imu de raisa. And to say that, according to the opinion, that oineg achila is actually a biblical obligation, we can still explain why the Alter Rebbe would hold that lo yitiru isu me de Rabbanon. Why wouldn't the Rabbanon matir a Rabbanon dike isur, something which is only rabbinically forbidden, why would that not be allowed when it comes to Oinek Achille, which is Oinek Shabbos me de Raisa? This will be explained based on Aran, which is brought in the Tzemach Tzedek. The Chura Zil, Kama Shekosu, Beshut Tzemach Tzedek, Chelek Olachayim, Simen Lamed Vov, ראישו חנוך עד מרדוקה אין סימנטוף מבוב סעיפי בשם הרן, שהעמידו חכומים דבריהם בשי ואלטסה, גם אם אינו ישבוס של לויססה ועשה. This is what the Ran holds, that when חכומים, they had the koyach, and they had the חכומים had the ability that they place their איסורים, even in a case which is going to be holding back a Torah mitzvah, as long that the b'sheva al tase, as long that it's not active. So this is the opinion of the Ran. This is the famous Tzemach Tzedek, but the Rebbe is Metzayin here, Siman Lamed Vav, where he discusses a question about Yom Kippur, which falls out on Shabbos. There's a principle as chatz yishir muto min ha-teira. Tzemach Tzedek asks that since the shiur of eating Yom Kippur is kekoy seves, which is bigger than a kazayis, there's a mitzvah to eating bread on Shabbos, as they bring sources there, which is the iraisa, it's a kazayis. A kazayis is a chatzi shear from that which we're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. So the Tamasetic discusses, why is it that on Yom Kippur, which falls out on Shabbos, why aren't we not obligated to eat a kazayis of bread in order to fulfill the mitzvah of eating bread on Shabbos? And it brings three answers. The first answer is based on the Dran, that imidu chachomim divreyem b'shei v'altase. That therefore, you're not allowed even to eat a chatzishir, which is not a issur d'oraisa, it's a issur d'rabbanan, even if the Torah would have told you clearly to eat on Shabbos, because it's b'shei v'altase, you're not doing it. And the Ran brings and learns that that's what the chachomim, the koyach of the chachomim was, and that's what the Ran's opinion is, that they have the ability to do it. And therefore, the Rebbe answers, this explains also, based on this Ran, that since imidu chachomim divrei b'shei v'altase, therefore, even if it's a deraisa to eat, and oinek Shabbos, it's still not going to overrate a isu de rabbono. And he continues, avol im noima she'ein divra ran muchrochim kol kach. The Tzemach Tzedek dear continues when he brings the second teretz. So he starts off by saying that even if the Ran is not muchrach, meaning we're not going to go with the Ran's opinion, still, we're not going to eat on Yom Kippur HaKazayis. He goes on because Yom Kippur also has the issue of Kores, the way he discusses there. But in other words, there is an approach to say that we are not accepting the Ran. We're not following the Ran. In this case, the Chaura mutar laver al isu de rabbonon, mishvel oinek de reise, al dech mashlekos prime godim shom. So Taka, based on this word of the Tzemach Tzedek, that we might not accept the Ran, so therefore we will take be allowed to be over an isu de rabbonon for the chiyuv oinek de reise, not like the Alter Rebbe writes in the Kuntrasachem. But since we might consider the Ran, therefore we will go with the approach that as long as the Alter Rebbe writes in simple words in the Kuntrasachem, that we're not violating any isur, the Rabbonon even, for the sake of the mitzvah of Oinek Shabbos, even if Shabbos, Oinek Shabbos is Midoy Raisa. So this just explains this number of Kuntrasachens.